Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on in our series that we're calling Everyday Faith. We're walking through the letter from the Apostle James, one of the leaders of the early church, not James and John, but James, the brother of Jesus. And here in James chapter 3, I'm going to read to us verses 3 and 4 and also 5. It says, "If we put bits into the mouths of horses so that they obey us, we guide their whole bodies as well. Look at the ships also. Though they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are guided by a very small rudder wherever the will of the pilot directs. So also, verse 5, the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great things." The reason James is giving us a couple of illustrations here is he's talking about, this is part of a section where he's talking about the power of our words. He starts off this section by talking to teachers, preachers, teachers, pastors about how not many of Christians should teach because those of us who teach are going to be judged with greater strictness. He talks about the power then of words. And he gives these illustrations, and then he goes on to say that, I mean, the tongue is a fire, a world of unrighteousness. He says we use it to both bless people and to curse people, people who are made in God's image. This should not be so. And it's a tough passage to read because it hones in on the potency, the power of what we say. And I think when you look at you zoom out and you look at the rest of the letter that James has already talked about earlier, that we are called to be slow to speak, quick to listen, and slow to become angry. I also think about what the Apostle Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29, when he says, "Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear." I think we recognize in our culture, it seems kind of paradoxical to me or counterintuitive. I think we recognize in our culture the power of words. We wouldn't have so many platforms for people to talk if we didn't believe and understand how powerful words are. That language often shapes things, it influences people. It has power, the power of our words that we speak to others, the things that we say to others. It has the power to lift them up or the power to tear them down. James says it has the power to set your whole life on fire. And yet at the same time in our culture, though we seem to understand words are powerful, there's just such a tendency to be so flippant in the things that we say, and to not utilize wisdom when it comes to the things that we say, the things that we post. And that's not just a cultural thing. That's the tendency of the human heart. You know, James says the tongue is powerful, and he gives us these two illustrations. Like you steer a ship, a big ship with a little rudder. Like you turn a horse with just the small bit and bridle. He says that's the power of the tongue. It set the direction in a lot of ways of your life, and yet the tendency is toward evil. Because of our brokenness, because of our sinfulness, the tendency of the human heart is not towards kindness and wisdom and being slow to speak and quick to listen and slow to become angry. If we're honest, we know the tendency of our human hearts, the tendency of it is towards being quick to speak, slow to listen, quick to become angry. And so I think as we hear what James is saying here, the response in our hearts shouldn't be simply, okay, I'm going to do better, right? Behavior modification. I'm going to go out and be wiser. Yes, I mean, we should want that. Like, Lord, I want to be wiser with my words. But we need to recognize this is a heart issue before it's simply a words issue. And we need to go back to the gospel and say, Lord, Christ, you died to set me free. You died to change me. You died and rose again that I might be forgiven. And you said you're going to give me a new heart. You've caused me to be born again. And it's no longer I who live, but it's Christ who lives in me. And so we need to be going, Lord, help me. Help me to remember what Christ has done for me. Help me to remember that I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. And Lord, I want my words, the things that I say, to reflect that new life inside of me. I want my words to build others up not tear them down. I want my words to be full of wisdom, your wisdom, and not ultimately from me. God, I want to daily pick up my cross and be crucified. I've been crucified with Christ. Put that old person to death so that the new words, the new person can live, and that will be reflected in the things that I say. So let me pray for us. I want to encourage you. It's not us going from here simply saying, okay, through sheer willpower, I'll just be better with my words. It's through repentance, humility, remembering that we're new creations in Christ, and asking God, honestly, Lord, help my words, the things that I say. Change my heart. You have changed my heart, and please change my heart. And let the words that I say reflect the reality of who I am in Christ. Let me pray for you, and I want to encourage you to take some time to pray as well. Father, we do ask for that. Help us in this. Help us to live out what we call our gospel identity. God, forgive us for the times where we've been so careless with our words. Forgive me personally. God, it's just too easy to talk and not think about what we're saying. And we recognize, Lord, the tendency of our human hearts is toward sinfulness and hurting others with their words or being careless or unwise. Jesus, thank you for a new heart. Thank you for forgiveness. And God, I ask for myself and for all listening, help our words to reflect who we are in you. Help our words to build others up and not tear them down. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now to think that over and to pray.